A 380-million-year-old predatory fish from Central Australia is finally named after decades of digging. More than 380 million years ago, a sleek, air-breathing predatory fish patrolled the rivers of Central Australia. Today, the sediments of those rivers are outcrops of red sandstone in the remote outback. Our new paper, published in the Journal of Vertebrate Paleontology, describes the fossils of this fish, which we have named Harahikidex jumini. Known from at least 17 fossil specimens, Harahikidex is the first reasonably complete bony fish found from Devonian rocks in Central Australia. It has also proven to be a most unusual animal. Meet the biter. The name means Minju's Harajika biter, after the location where its fossils were found, its presumed predatory habits, and in honor of eminent Chinese paleontologist Min Zhu, who has made many contributions to early vertebrate research. Harahikidex was a fish in the Tetrapoda morpha group. This group had strongly built paired fins and usually only a single pair of external nostrils. Tetrapodomorph fish from the Devonian period, 359-419 million years ago, have long been of great interest to science. They include the forerunners of modern tetrapods, animals with backbones and limbs such as amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals. For example, recent fossil discoveries show fingers and toes arose in this group. Devonian fossil sites in northwestern and eastern Australia have produced many spectacular discoveries of early tetrapodomorphs. But until our discovery, the poorly sampled interior of the continent had only offered tantalizing fossil fragments. A long road to discovery. Our species description is the culmination of 50 years of tireless exploration and research. Paleontologist Gavin Young from the Australian National University made the initial discoveries in 1973 while exploring the middle-late Devonian Harajika sandstone in Larecha, Arrernte country, more than 150 kilometers west of Alice Springs, Empantwe. Hundreds of fossil fishes were packed within red sandstone blocks on a remote hilltop. The vast majority of them were small Bothriolopus, a type of widespread prehistoric fish known as a placoderm, covered in box-like armor. Scattered among them were fragments of other fishes. These included a lungfish known as Harahikidipterus youngi, named in honor of Gavin Young and his years of work on material from Harajika. There were also spines from acanthodians, small, vaguely shark-like fish, the plates of phyllolepids, extremely flat placoderms, and, most intriguingly, jaw fragments of a previously unknown tetrapodomorph. Many more partial specimens of this Harajika tetrapodomorph were collected in 1991, including some by the late paleontologist Alex Ritchie. There were early attempts at figuring out the species, but this proved troublesome. Then, our Flinders University expedition to the site in 2016 yielded the first almost complete fossil of this animal. This beautiful specimen demonstrated that all the isolated bits and pieces collected over the years belong to a single new type of fish. It is now in the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory Collections, serving as the type specimen of Harahikidex, a strange apex predator fish. Up to 40 centimeters long, Harahikidex is the biggest fish found in the Harajika rocks. Likely the top predator of those ancient rivers, its big mouth was lined with closely packed sharp teeth alongside larger, widely spaced triangular fangs. It seems to have combined anatomical traits from different tetrapodomorph lineages via convergent evolution, when different creatures evolve similar features independently. An example is the patterns of bones in its skull and scales. Exactly where it sits among its closest relatives is difficult to resolve. The most striking and perhaps most important features are the two huge openings on the top of the skull called spiracles. These typically only appear as minute slits in most early bony fishes. Similar giant spiracles also appear in Gogonassus, a marine tetrapodomorph from the famous late Devonian Gogo formation of Western Australia. It doesn't seem to be an immediate relative of Harahikidex. They are also seen in the unrelated Picaryngius, An early ray-finned fish that was also at GoGo. The earliest air breathers? Other Devonian animals that sported such spiracles were the famous Elpistosteae galleons, freshwater tetrapodomorphs from the northern hemisphere, such as Elpistosteae and Tiktaalik. These animals were extremely close to the ancestry of limbed vertebrates. So enlarged spiracles seem to have arisen independently in at least four separate lineages of Devonian fishes. The only living fishes with similar structures are bichirs, African ray-finned fishes that live in shallow floodplains and estuaries. It was recently confirmed they draw surface air through their spiracles to aid survival in oxygen-poor waters. The fact that these structures appeared roughly simultaneously in four Devonian lineages provides a fossil signal for scientists attempting to reconstruct atmospheric conditions in the distant past. It could help us uncover the evolution of air breathing in backboned animals. Brian Chu, postdoctoral fellow in vertebrate paleontology, Flinders University. Alice Clement, research associate in the College of Science and Engineering, Flinders University. And John Long, strategic professor in paleontology, Flinders University. This article is republished from the conversation under a Creative Commons license. Read the original article. Follow us on X, Facebook, or Pinterest.